$100,000 or $50,000, why, I just don't
understand. Most of these come out pretty close to what our cost is in a lot of these areas. The ones that are way off, like the Radisson, I mean, I can't account for it. Now, I have two sets of these for the Radisson. One of them has the restaurant in it, and the other one doesn't. And Mike Combs is like, he's going to come in here, I think, or talk to you about it, because it doesn't make sense why it's so different. And especially with what he charges per room versus what we got. This one, like I said, it's kind of real close to what it was. And back in 2013, you know, the value of the structure was close to what it is now.
I just don't see, I mean, and again, this year, with COVID going on last year, I was expecting to hear, like, valuations to be similar esque to what they were, and then people coming in and asking for a discount on what they'd had based on the COVID year, especially the hotels.
But the difference is that these had been kind of locked in with a bunch of exemptions from years ago. And so while we came in and actually reassessed them for real in this century, that's just the numbers we got. And so now they're bringing in substantial financial information, and it's meshing with what we've got.
I mean, Greg, what's your thought? I mean, Greg, you look at, you know, commercial real estate. Have hotels went up that dramatically?
There's been a tremendous turnover of product in the last 3 years, you know?
Yeah, but you're looking on the P-Val, you're looking at what it was stuck at because no one touched them. But if you look at the fact that in 2010, ask yourself, would this motel be worth as much as it was in 2010? Or would it be slightly more? And again, we're right at that.
So I know it was a Hampton Inn franchise before, mm-hmm. and they're no longer Hampton Inn.
Where is this at?
It's on Green Mountain Drive. It's exterior corridor, which I don't know what's it come out per unit on.
This here's Price Cutter.
24.
Walmart.
Oh, okay. That's when I think of the Angel Inn. That's the one I think of.
Yeah.
So again, even in the price per unit, he's right in that ballpark. What he charges, so. Mm-hmm. So all the numbers are coming out.
Is there any way we can see, is there any reasoning why we decreased it to $1.4 million?
There's no, back in 2014, Danny Strahan made a motion to set the appraised value of it to $1.4 million per submitted appraisal. They had an appraisal in 2014, I guess.
Is it based on a sales price or?
No, they had an
per appraisal.
They had $1.4 million.
$1.45 million.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big increase, but he's been at a lower amount. We've given a 20% discount to some people, or?
It was 10, I thought.
Well,
20 was your underwater.
I mean, so that was a radical. I mean, that's a mill to jump right there.
In a year where his revenue went from, it went in half.
And I know that there's going to be some, I mean, I don't know if Branson's going to be doing a mask mandate. But I know masking's coming around. I mean, they're doing limits on stuff. I'm not saying that something doesn't need to go up. I'm just saying that much in that amount of time.
What year did they buy that, Susan?
They buy it in 18.
He's got 2018.
And he paid 1.9 for it?
For 2.35 million in 2018. So you see, he should be.
So there's your million two right there.
Where do we have it at? 2.6. You know, I'd like to give him some kind of discount for COVID.
But that's in the numbers because we.
And you could use a 3-year average.
I got it. And we'll here he is. We'll discuss it. You can have a seat. Yeah.
All right.
Good morning. Nice to see you guys.
I appreciate the input, but I mean, as far as the how the BOE rolls, we're not to have, you know, we're to consider that, and we do factor in the offices, what they've done, but you know, it is our decision.
And you have a copy, right? Yeah, I gave him a copy.
All right, hey, tell me your name, sir.
Bruce.
All right, Jeff Reynolds, and this is Greg Baker, and you may know Susan. And so, we were just looking through the financials.
It's still the double, you know.
Yeah, it went up 1.2 million. So, and we were just discussing that. So one reason why it went up, Bruce, is back in 2014. In 2013, there was the owner at that time had come before the Board of Equalization, and it did get lowered to the 1.4 mark, and it had been sitting at the 1.4 mark for quite some time. So the new assessor went out to reassess, and, you know, it probably needed to go up from the 1.4. So that's why it went up. I get that, you know, in the hotel business's worst year ever, you don't quite double, but yeah, I get it. I mean, you went up from 1.4 to 2.649. So depending on the increase is how we had typically been adjusting some of these.
I mean, even if you went to what he paid for it in 2018, you'd still be closer to value than.
Yeah.
But see, if it's going on a gross revenue, you know, property was almost doing, you know, I mean, after even we bought it, we have not, you know, like, you know, whatever the gross amount we bought it for, you know, there's a yearly income was 1.1 something, you know, somewhere around there. We have not even reached that, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the property tax is doubled, you know.
Well, the assessment's doubled.
Yeah,
the assessment is. Taxes are dependent upon the mill levy, right? Which we're trying to figure out if that's gonna.
And
it may go down.
I spoke with Dr. Swofford yesterday, and I know they're highly considering, you know, the levy being adjusted. In some regard. Now, your taxes are still going up. There's no doubt about it. But,
Jeff, I'm thinking a compromise here would be to assess it at the purchase price in 18, which would be 2.35. That would give you a little bit of a discount because of, I mean, last year. I know it's an increase, but the value has gone up from
1.45. So what will it increase?
2,350,000.
So right now you're at 2,649,255. It would lower it a little bit more than 10%. I'll second that motion. We have a motion, we have a second on BOE number 233 to change the value to 2.35 million.
Second.
Yeah, we had a motion, we have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Thank you for coming in. So hopefully your next year's will be better than what last year was, sir.
And again, the assessment's not necessarily the means that your property taxes are going to double.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the mill levy. All the prices went up in the county. The assessment went up.
So it will be less than what was on your card, for sure. And I get it, $47,250 of the mill levy, considering this, I mean, that's a very serious amount of money. So,
I mean, what I'm saying is it's not like our gross is doubled, you know, and the property tax is doubled, you know. It's 100% increase on that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. It's not going to be that.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, we just lowered it, and the levy is going to be lower than that. So, you can have your card, sir. I don't need your card, but,
All right, so, you said it's about 10, around 10 to 15% increase in that?
Yeah, it would be,
Is that, did you just put those minutes in there?
It's more than 10%.
These are on a different property.
Okay, I'm like,
he's on Silver Dollar City.
I wasn't here in 2013, but okay, we're jumping. Okay, gotcha.
I was moving ahead to the next one on the docket, so I was trying to find it.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
All right. Okay. But you won't know, you know, what will be the...
I don't know what the dollar amount will be because we don't have the levy yet. So when's the soonest the people will know exactly what it will be? Does anybody know?
As soon as I get the minutes done, I will be printing out the decision letters. So I'm going to be mailing out decision letters probably tomorrow. Getting them all printed up and mailed out.
I don't know how you handle all that stuff. But, I know talking to Dr. Swofford, he has to have the final numbers in order for them to set the levy. When do they,
They have to set their levy by September 1st, I think.
Okay, by September 1st. So it's going to be after September 1st when you know that exact number.
Okay, after September 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate you coming in.
Is it
Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. You know,
very essential properties. Y'all take it until the 27th till today, I believe. This here's
Josh Luttrell property, and it's nightly rental.
So I think your nightly rental motion that you made on the 23rd covers it, but you did have it tabled till
today.
Why did I? Did we table because I couldn't get a hold of them?
They're on the record, so you don't need to get a hold of them. They're not coming in. Okay.
It's just their paperwork.
All right. Very good. We're covered on that. The Silver Dollar City.
On the 22nd, Jeff Reynolds made a motion to reduce the assessed valuation of BOE 2021-291 by 15%. David Akers abstained, and therefore it died lack of a second.
Yeah,
I
want to
hear.
It's personal property. We don't hardly ever get personal property.
Oh, Silver Dollar City.
It.
No, I think No, I was here.